All right, welcome to episode 57 of the Bobbycast. And with Trainer Ahmad, at Trainer Ahmad on Instagram and Twitter. It's been brought to you by 1-800-Flowers, by the way. You know, 1-800-Flowers.com, you can still show your mom with Mother's Day coming up that she's important to you. Right now, 1-800-Flowers, giving my listeners an exclusive 24 for 24 offer. 24 multicolored roses for $24. That's only a dollar per rose. Pick your delivery date. Let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. We're talking about the moms in your life. Your mom, your mother-in-law, your wife. Do not forget any of them. 24 multicolored roses for $24. It's an amazing offer, but it does expire on Friday. If you're listening to this, you don't have a lot of time left to get in on this. Or, I don't know, if you hear this a month from now, you can go to 100flowers.com, enter Bones, and see the deals that they have up, because it's always awesome and they're always backed by the 100% smile guarantee. Right now, 24 multicolored roses for $24. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter Bones, and you will get the deal. You'll see it on the right corner right there. 1-800-Flower.com, enter Bones. For the Mother's Day offer, it expires Friday, but just send somebody flowers just for no reason. Like, just to be a good person. Send it to your wife. Send it to your girlfriend. Send it to your, I mean, depending on your husband. I like flowers, but. I am with Trainer Ahmad here. And a lot of people who follow you, see, post little tidbits about food, about working out.
Yeah.
I want to put you in a scenario here that I think a lot of our listeners probably go through at some point. Let's say I want to lose 10 pounds, right?
Yeah.
I come to you. By the way, what's your background? Like, give me your credentials.
Well, started as, you know, athlete in high school, like most, but then got my Bachelor of Science in Exercise Sports Science with Health Wellness Promotions concentration. And then what took me to the next level is my certificate with Integrative Institute of Nutrition, basically qualifies me to be the health coach here in Texas. So that's basically what I base everything on, in my health coaching and my exercise sports science degree.
So we're talking about three things. We're going to lose 10 pounds, right? That's the goal in this conversation. In this little tidbit, it's to lose 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime's coming up. People want to look good in their shorts, want to look good in their swimsuits.
Yeah.
The goal's 10 pounds. So 10 pounds. Let's talk about sleeping. Let's talk about eating. Let's talk about working out.
All right.
So let's talk about sleeping first.
Probably, arguably, the most important. You can intertwine that. You can switch those up with either sleeping or eating the most important. Let's talk about sleeping. Sleeping is important because you need sleep to basically get your body recalibrated so you don't have any cravings for the next day of any types of bad foods, like sugary foods. When you don't get enough sleep, your heart rate's up, your hormones are off, you start having these intense type of cravings for bad foods, sugary foods, processed foods. That's what gets you off of your track.
So hormonally, if you're not sleeping, what happens to your body there? Or if you can't lose weight because you didn't sleep enough, or you can't build muscle because you're not sleeping enough, is that an issue?
Yes, that's a huge issue, because what causes that is mostly the imbalance of cortisol in your body. So when you're not sleeping, cortisol builds up. That's a hormone of a stress hormone, basically. And your stress hormone causes you to either, depending on the individual, crave certain foods or make unhealthy decisions otherwise.
Like, not feel like you want to exercise. Because if I don't get sleep, I don't feel like I want to exercise.
Correct.
I don't have energy.
You don't have energy.
If I don't sleep, I do want the bad foods because I'm looking for something to give me that feeling of, all right, you're
totally
full, you're feeling good, you're healthy.
Yes. And most of those foods are not good foods because you're looking for the sugary, dense, quick energy and the feeling of, oh, I want something with substance, right? You don't want the vegetables that are good for you that's going to burn through you really quick that your body is going to use for long energy.
So because of sleep, it's making you choose different actions and different foods.
Correct. That's okay. Why it's so important.
So sleeping. And
sleeping is
and everything
huge.
We say is based on the different individual. So we know that. So
right.
Everybody's
individual,
different.
Right?
Okay. So we go from sleeping to eating. So what is it that we're doing food-wise that holds us back?
Food-wise is the awareness of the foods that you're eating right now, because the foods that you're eating right now, if you're not able to lose 5 pounds, are probably not good quality foods.
People say keep a journal.
Okay.
Of your food.
Yeah.
Is that so you can actually see what you're putting in your body? Because sometimes you may not realize all the bad stuff you're putting in.
Yes, those journals are great tools to raise awareness of actually how you're eating. What lifestyle decisions regarding food that you're making.
A journal can be on your phone, though, too. I mean, you don't have to have a literal journal book.
No.
I mean, you can keep it in a
dock. Yeah, MyFitnessPal app. There's certain apps that you can keep for food journaling.
Do you find that people don't realize they're eating a lot of bad food just because they don't realize it? So therefore, when they don't get results, they don't understand that it's a lot of the little things they're not realizing they're doing wrong?
No, I don't feel like they don't realize it. I think they realize it. I just think they don't understand how bad it's affecting them. Like most people I talk to, they laugh when I say, how's your eating? Oh, yeah, there's something we got to talk about. Okay, well, it's not a laughing matter. Like, if you want results, we got to get serious. We got to start eating some meats, fruits, and vegetables, organic, preferably.
So people come to you and they say, I eat pretty good. Once you start investigating, do you realize, find out most of the time they don't eat as well as they say to you?
All the time, right? People always have that mind, that sense that, oh, yeah, I'm eating great. So what are you eating? What do you eat for breakfast? I have a coffee.
Is that good or bad?
Coffee is neither good nor bad unless the individual has a addiction to coffee to where they're getting energy from coffee. That's what they rely on. So coffee's not bad or good.
What about the whole breakfast part, meal of the day? Like most important meal of the day?
That's good. That's probably pretty important to have breakfast because you're breaking the fast, right? You're entering into your day of providing energy for your body. So that needs to be good quality foods.
Is your fast the sleep?
The fast is the sleep.
So you spend 8 hours, even if you're not sleeping the whole time, mm-hmm. you're not eating that right before you go to bed for the most part.
Right.
So that's a fast.
Right.
And it takes something to break the fast.
Breaking the fast so their body knows, okay, we're starting to get back nutrition into us, so I need to start boosting my metabolism back up to start burning.
If people are losing weight, is it a good thing or a bad thing to skip breakfast?
If people are losing weight?
If they want to lose weight. Like, should they skip? Can people like, the less food I eat, the more weight I'm going
to
lose?
No. You got to eat breakfast. It doesn't have to be a bunch. It doesn't have to be a big amount. Just put something in your body so your body understands, hey, now it's time to start kicking up that metabolism. Now it's time to start burning calories because you're putting in something in your body. Your body has to burn or heat up to process that food that you're eating.
I'm trying to lose 10 pounds. Okay. I'm the person listening to this right now. I want to lose 10 pounds. What do I eat for breakfast?
Let's do a small portion size. Let's say a small piece of, let's say, apple or a small piece of fruit. Doesn't matter what it is. Banana, apple, grapes, doesn't matter. Let's do also some type of protein. If you're a vegan or vegetarian, you don't have to eat a lot of protein. You can base your protein on like vegetables, or you can base your protein on shakes and things like that. So I would say the best thing would be a good pea protein shake.
I don't even know what that means. Like, you're talking over my head.
Okay.
Tell me what to eat for breakfast. I'm trying to lose 10 pounds.
Eat apple, eat smoked salmon.
Again, nobody's going to eat smoked salmon. You're talking like
this. What do people want to eat then? You want to eat a burger or you want to eat, let's say eggs. Let's say.
Great. Eggs you can
let's
do.
Let's say an egg.
What kind of egg? What do you do with it?
You can scramble it. Okay. You could pan sear it.
Now we're talking.
Matter.
People can do all that.
Right. Let's say an egg. Let's say an apple, maybe a half an apple. Let's say in half an apple if you're trying to lose weight. And then let's say cut some vegetables up in that egg. Mix it all up.
Okay, so you have that for breakfast. Now, should you eat something between breakfast and lunch?
It all depends on the individual. If you're hungry, you can. You should eat some type of snack if you're hungry. Let's say the snack would be maybe a small piece of fruit. Another small piece of fruit because it's in the daytime. It's early in your day. You can burn through that, right? A lot of people say, oh, well, if I eat too much fruit, that's too much sugars, right? No. Small piece of fruit in the daytime. These are good sugars that your body can process. It knows what it is. It's not artificial sugars, so that's fine. That's perfect. Maybe some nuts. Maybe a half a fruit. Maybe a handful of nuts. That's your protein.
What are we going to lunch?
And your carbs. Your lunch. You're going to have a good lean meat. I would hope fish. Let's say a salad. Let's say with some berries in it.
Is there a benefit of putting dressing on the side versus dressing on?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Dressing on, you don't know the amount you're putting on. Dressing on the side, you can control. You dip, you eat. You know exactly how much. You can tell if you're eating too much dressing if you're dipping. I would say only dip. Just dip the dressing in any condiments. Just dip condiments. Don't pour condiments on your food ever.
So for lunch you're having?
If you're trying to conserve calories, this is why. Because you need to make sure you're not overeating calories in dressing or condiments.
So a fish and some salad.
Fish and some salad. Love that.
Okay, what can you have except for fish? Give me something else. Because fish is not always easy to get for lunch.
Can we have turkey? Ground turkey?
Great. You can have whatever you want. Looking for options here.
All right.
All right, you go home. It's dinner time.
Dinner time?
Yep.
Looks like lunch. Fish, ground turkey, maybe some lean burger meat. Mix it all up, some asparagus, maybe some Brussels sprouts.
Vegetables, fruit.
Maybe some sweet potatoes.
Meat.
Right.
But the fruit earlier because it has sugar in it.
Right, right.
What about, I'm hearing no carbs in here.
Oh, whoa, you're hearing, and see, this is the education part. There are a lot of carbs in there. All the vegetables are carbohydrates. They're not starchy processed carbs like we think. I want you to get that out of your head. Understand that those starchy processed carbs are doing much worse to your body than you think.
Why, when I finish a meal, do I need to feel full or I'm not satisfied? Like, I need to feel like, oh.
Because that's what we're used to as having an abundance of food. We're used to having, oh, you need to feel full when you eat. Eat all your food on your plate. Make sure you get full, because back in the day, it was looked down upon if you were so poor that you couldn't feel full. Now we're splurging. We're the top of the food chain. We're America. We're just abundance. Bigger is better. More is better.
So you don't think at the end of a meal you should feel like...
For sure. At the end of the meal, you should not feel overly full. At the end of the meal, you should feel like, oh, I've just eaten. But you shouldn't feel full at all, because from that, you can basically burn more calories. So you're eating for fuel only. Mentally, if you're trying to lose weight, you're only eating for fuel. You're not eating to give your body excess calories.
What about alcohol? Like, if somebody wants to drink a beer.
Alcohol's tough, because that's terrible. That's terrible contents for your body. Like, your body doesn't know really what to do with alcohol. Beer, depending on what type of alcohol it is, now you put hops into it or bad starchy carbs, now your body has a reaction to that. So most people with alcohol, they have an inflammatory reaction.
What about wine?
Wine, the same thing. So most wines, 4 ounces, or not most wines, but most red wines, 4 ounces, that's fine. Research has shown that, okay, it's good for your heart. That's what most people will use, excuse, that's why I'll drink wine. But that's 4 ounces of wine. That's 4, not 8, not 16, not a whole bottle, not 2 glasses. That's it. Keep it small portion sizes, quality foods, organic preferably. That's when you're doing great.
Why, if I'm feeling sad or mad or lonely or bleh, or do I want to eat certain types of foods? They call them comfort foods. Why do I need comfort?
Right, because those comfort foods normally are processed foods. They interact with your chemicals in your body to where it creates a high, in a sense. Like, it interacts with dopamine and all your chemicals in your mind that thinks, oh, wow, this feels good. Serotonin, all your upper chemicals, all your happy chemicals in your brain.
If I eat macaroni and cheese, and a lot of it, because I'm feeling frustrated, okay, all that's doing is feeding a brain chemical to make me feel better.
Right.
And that shouldn't be happening?
Right. That shouldn't be happening. Because you don't get that way when you eat kale. You don't get that way when you eat carrots. You don't get that way when you eat good.
Then how do I get happier?
You exercise. You sleep. You eat good foods. You have a good spiritual mind. That's where the happiness comes from. You don't relate the happiness to food. That's a bad relationship with food. Now we look into, why are we eating that way?
Why do people eat that way? Why do I, if I'm like, man, I had a terrible day, like I just feel...
Right.
Why do I want to eat a whole bag of Fritos?
It could be because in everybody's life is different. You got to look back and see what your past did my mom feed me food that was comfort food? Did my mom feed me these cakes and ice creams when everything was going bad? Maybe in college you had a downtime. Maybe at a hard time and point that you looked and you said, oh, man, this makes me feel better. Or maybe your family just thought food was an event. They looked at food as, hey, everybody gather around the table. This is when we're having a great time, the celebration. So they look at food as, oh, man, food is great. Food is when I'm having the best times.
So that's my question. How do you break that? Is it just a willpower thing and being aware that I need to feel better, and because I need to feel better, I want to fill myself with this food that's not good, but I'm just going to have to suffer through it a few times until I don't want it?
So that's the tough part, because that's where you get beyond a personal trainer's scope, because then you got to go talk to a psychologist. So you got to look and see why you're attaching your emotions to these type of foods.
Okay, so nobody's going to go to a psychologist listening to this about this.
Okay.
But let's say we want to lose 10 pounds. We want to get out of the cycle. What is your advice? Is it just to realize what's happening and why it's happening?
Right. So then you got to realize in yourself, wow, I'm making these decisions because I'm angry. Or I'm making these decisions because I'm sad. You know? So once you feel like, oh, wait, I'm only eating this. Well, I'm eating this when I get angry. Or, you know, I'm only eating this because I'm sad. I'm not really hungry. You got to be aware of that. Once you're aware of that, then you can take those two couple of steps forward to say, okay, let me make an effort to where when I do get angry or when I do get sad or when I do experience these other emotions that may allow me or may want me to eat or may guide me to eat certain foods, then I stop. I take a deep breath. I either go run or go do some cardio. I either center myself with meditation. That's all it is. Being aware, taking another strategy instead of food to get to a better place in your emotions.
Okay, so
that's huge. That's huge. A lot of people don't even realize that they do that.
Sleeping because of the hormones.
Yes. Because they make you have bad decisions. They make you make bad decisions.
And they make your body crave bad things.
Correct. And that's bad decisions.
And so eating processed foods killing us.
Processed foods kill, right? That manipulated food by man, it just kills because the body doesn't know what to do with those processed. Who knows? Nobody knows what that processed stuff is on the back of the labels. Read your ingredients. That's the one thing I don't want you to do too. Read your ingredients on your food. Go to the back. Don't look at the fats. Read the ingredients. That's when we get a little bit deeper. Because if you're eating good foods, doesn't matter how much fat it is, because it's good fats. Avocado.
What if I read the back of an ingredient? I don't know what it is. Like,
if you don't know what it is,
some of those words, I don't know what they are on the back of it.
Exactly. And that's processed food.
Glucomycosine.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
So why would you eat it?
So the more big words, the worse it is for the most part.
Yes. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. If you don't know what that word says, that's a bad decision. You probably should say, if you're eating in some chips, sweet potato, sea salt. That's my sweet potato chips right there. Okay.
Sleep, eating, going down the list to exercise and working out.
Right. Notice that. That's last on the list.
So, and that's a lot of people put that first.
Right.
Because they think, I got to go take the time. I got to make the effort to do that. And if I do that, I can do all this other stuff kind of halfway.
Right.
When in reality, it seems that's the opposite. If you sleep and you eat right, those are the most important too. And the exercise is like the bonus.
Preach.
So if you're doing, and for me, the exercise is where it really works for me, because if I'm sleeping right and I'm eating right, the exercise is where I get real results. I'm getting the first part.
Mm.
If I'm just exercising, I'm not eating right, sleeping right, I get no results.
Right.
If I'm sleeping right and I'm eating right, I'm already getting results. Mm-hmm. But if I exercise, that's like double time.
That's a cherry on top.
That's like I hit the shell on Mario Kart and I'm going even faster.
Right.
So when it comes to exercise, again, in this hypothetical situation, we're trying to lose 10 pounds for summer.
Right. Real quick.
We're sleeping. We're trying to get 6.5 hours plus for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to stay away from processed food as much as possible. Big name, big words. We don't understand. We get away
from
it.
Not trying to. We are.
Okay, we are.
It's necessary.
And we're also, I think the food thing, the awareness part was a big deal. Like being aware why you want foods at certain times.
Yes.
Now we're to the exercise part. Trying to lose 10 pounds. What do I do?
You have to do weights. You have to do weights. I didn't say cardio. I said weights. You can do cardio, but weight resistance training, you can incorporate cardio into that.
What? So let's say you don't have weights. Let's say you're in a gym with weights.
Okay, you have your body. So push-ups. You can do assisted pull-ups with your feet on the ground. Everybody should be able to. You can pull up your body weight a little bit. You should be able to do one-leg squats, maybe lunges. These are great exercises.
And this is considered weights to you? Just any sort of
yes, resistance. Let's call it resistance. Right. Let's take away the word weights. Let's call it resistance training because your body needs some type of overload to start the muscle effect, to start the muscle activation effect. It's not enough for you to just do cardio. If you're doing resistance training, then you can incorporate it. You can do it at an intensity. You can do it at a pace. You can do it at a repetition or fast enough at a rate to incorporate the cardio where your heart rate will be up. So if there's any one thing I would suggest people to do, it's not think about doing cardio or running. It's do resistance training. If you don't have any tools, if you don't have any equipment, your body is the best equipment that you that's all you need.
Are you saying in the resistance you also get the cardio?
Yes, in the resistance, you also get the cardio based on how you do the resistance. Circuit training a lot. You go from exercise to exercise to exercise to exercise to exercise. You keep that repetition up for as long as you can. That's your cardio. Your heart rate is going to be up if you're doing it correctly.
What about, let's say someone goes, hey, I go run 3 miles a day.
That's fine. That's a cardio. I mean, I don't hate that. That's great. Any movement's great. I'm just saying if you're wanting to lose 5 pounds quickly, that's what's necessary. The resistance is probably better than the cardio.
What about sprints versus jogging?
Sprints versus jogging, they're both, they could look at be equally the same because sprints, you would do it at a short amount of time. If you don't have a lot of time throughout the day, maybe 15 minutes, you can do interval sprints. Sprinting is just, bam, getting your heart rate way up and bringing it back down. That's what you call interval. You could be calling it HIIT training. You've heard of HIIT, HIIT training. So that's great. You can do low intensity steady state training, right? That's your jog.
That's longer.
Right.
That's committing more time to it.
Yes. So the sprints are shorter times, which if you don't have a long time, maybe 10 minutes. Heart rate up and back down. Let's say this, sprint for 30 seconds as hard as you can. Bam. And then walk for 30 seconds to a minute. Then sprint for 30 seconds hard as you can for a total of 10 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes if you're really doing it efficiently. Now, the low intensity steady state cardio, which is your jog, you're going to have to probably commit a little bit more, about 45 to an hour for that to be effective for losing weight anyway.
All right. So
this is great.
In conclusion.
Yeah.
Earth is bad because we made a lot of bad foods for people. Like, we, the human race, is bad.
Yeah, we are.
We're bad.
Yeah, we are. We're going away from what we are naturally supposed to do. We're supposed to use the earth to grow. We're destroying the earth. We're saying, I'm man. I'm better than what God put on this earth. I can make things better than what God put on this earth to eat. Let's make some processed foods and give it to people and get them hooked on it because we want them to buy it to make more money off of them. Oh, you getting me for the money? You're killing me for the money? We don't care. We want to make organic foods hard to purchase. We want to make fast food restaurants all in the proximity of everybody so they can just go and it'll be convenient. We don't want it to be convenient for the organic foods. We want to make farmers markets rare. We want to give the farmers good subsidies to basically make bad foods. We don't want to give the subsidies for the good foods, for the organic foods. Why not do that? Why not make it easier for people to be healthy? But that's up to you, though. That's up to you now. Your health is in your own hands at this point. Don't let somebody else predict how your health is going to go. Now you have to take it and realize this is what's going on. Be aware of what's going on around you. Take your health into your own hands. Eat organic foods. Sleep well. Do some movement. It's easy, simple. You don't need a doctor if you're doing these things. If you're doing all these things, you're going to live a healthy life. You're going to have the body that you want.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I just hope somebody listening.
@TrainerAhmad on Instagram, on Twitter. on Snapchat, on everything. Appreciate the talk.
I appreciate everybody listening. Do it. Organic foods, exercise, sleep. Please, I can't say it enough. Hear me out. Please.
What episode is this?
57.
Episode 57. All right, episode 57 of the Bobby Cast is over. Thank you, Trainer Ramad. I'm Al Watson. We're out. We'll see you next time.